All right, hopefully this shit go the right way.
Yes, sir. It's the Give It the Times podcast. I'm your host, Drish. I'm kicking on my boys, Draco. What's going on, nigga?
Man, shit, you already know what it is. Shout out to all the listeners. It's Mr. Draco, a.k.a. Deep in Your Bitch.
Yes, sir. You know how we coming, man. No pun intended.
Black men don't cheat.
Unless pushed. Yes, sir.
Right.
Farm believers, man.
Jot that down.
Yes, sir. I mean, shit, bro. I mean, you know, it's been another week, man. We've both been on some healthy tip, man. Health is wealth to all the listeners, man. So if you find yourself, you know what I'm saying, indulging in bullshit or you got anyone to change your lifestyle, man, do something healthy, man. Change the lifestyle up, man. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. And, yes, and making that nigga goddamn pay a bill just to talk to you is theft.
Facts. Wish it, man. It's, you know, this episode 14.
Yeah, this episode, you know, 13.
You know, if you've been tuning in every episode, man, shout out to you, man. Big round of applause to you. No cap.
Yeah, round of a club, baby. Made that ass clap.
Well, you shot the fuck out for that one. But shit, man, you know what the hell going on, man. Hey, man. I said we're going ahead and jump out here and get this shit on the board, man. We got a couple things to discuss, man. So I'm going to go ahead. Well, I think we should go ahead and kick it off with that boy ASAP, man. Shout out. I'm not even going to get no shout out. I'm tweaking. I know. Hey, man, but nah. Long story short, man, ASAP get to come home.
On big hopefully. Board.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, man. He ain't got to go back, but, you know, he had to come home for the time being, so that's what's up. Yeah, but, yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like the whole shit, man, with the whole thing. I mean, I feel ASAP Rocky, but you never know another country's law, so it is, you know.
Yeah.
I
feel that, nigga, bro. But at the same time, I did see them photos. Academics got them posted. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm against, bro. Or whatever, I don't wish jail upon nobody, but I will say this, even in fucking America, if you get attacked or somebody fought with you, self-defense is only you taking away they right to, like, hurt you. And once you do that, anything past that is, like, overkill, bruh. Yeah. So they're gonna take that shit as fucking you committing a crime. Like, I get the initial thing, but, like, basically, bro, they should have probably mollywopped them niggas about 1-2 times. But when you start throwing niggas across the street and hitting niggas with bottles after you already done flipped the script on their ass, bro, that's a little overkill, bro. You gotta know when to chill out, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, I ain't trying to get in a full-fledged ASAP debate, you know, about the situation. We've been talking about this nigga probably like the last 3 episodes, but yeah. You know, it's good he get at least come on. So, yeah. For the time being, I'm pretty sure he'll end up staying here. I doubt.
Verdict come out on August 5th or 14th, so we gonna know in like 2 weeks. But at the same time, as long as bruh leaves Sweden, bruh, they not finna make bruh come back. He need to get the hell out of Sweden. I seen an article talking about he might stay to the verdict because he wanted to work with some Swedish artists. Boy, if you can get your butt in New York.
Are they allowed? They is allowing him to fly back to America.
No, they is, but he was saying he might stay because he got things to do in Sweden still. Like, no, nigga, get your ass home, because if you come back to the U.S., they not finna extradite your ass, bruh.
Well, what if you gonna have to go back for the verdict?
You said what?
My bad, I yawn. What if he had to go back for the verdict?
He don't, though.
Oh, the thing, well,
I don't think he does. But either way, fuck all that. Next subject, I ain't even want to talk about this shit no more. Free ASAP, nigga.
Damn, nigga, you just gonna end that shit like that?
Hell yeah, because we was doing too much talking on a minuscule subject at this time.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you know, we finna follow it up with some ignorance.
Oh God,
I wanna get into this. I wanna move on to the next subject, man. You know, we firm Kodak supported this way, but it's, you know, it's free Kodak, but man, Kodak tripping, bro.
Hell yeah, he is definitely bugging. And for all the listeners who don't know why that nigga bugging, bro released an excellent jail freestyle where he had to include some questionable lyrics that got the fans wondering what the fuck that nigga in there doing. Bro came out and said, I don't know if y'all recall when he did that song Christmas in Miami and he was real booed up with Young Miami. And they seem a little salty that she with that nigga Southside. They got a baby on the way. Nigga said he want to kick her in the stomach and shit. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. Southside, man. He wasn't having that shit. Which I feel him.
I mean, I feel him. That's his baby mama. But at the same time, bro, Kodak Black is fucking in jail, bro. You posting an IG story at him, bro, is goddamn thing, bro.
Niggas just want attention, bro.
Exactly. But also, I will say this. A lot of these little niggas in these comments asking who Southside is, y'all about dumb as hell, bro. It's not a clout chasing rapper.
Nah.
Bro,
Southside been around.
Nah, they would call him, bro, a clout chaser for
real. Oh, I know.
I hate that shit, bro. I hate that shit. That's another fucking goddamn thing that we could goddamn chop it up about, bro. I swear to God.
I mean, but to be real, I mean, he not being no clout chaser, but what he did was kind of clout chaser.
Don't need attention, though. He's a damn millionaire super producer.
Yeah, but if you don't need it, you still doing it. That don't mean you still ain't doing it.
Oh, no, bro. I just feel like the word clout and the clout chasing phrase is goddamn very oversaturated at this time, because I feel like anytime anybody does anything, addressing anything, even if it's not like something super crazy or attention grabbing, niggas always say you clout chasing. Like, somebody could disrespect you, and then if you reply on the damn internet where they attacked you at, niggas gonna be like, oh, this nigga irrelevant, clout chaser. Or they keep posting that stupid ass Snoop Dogg meme where the nigga saying who at Breakfast Club. Like, bro, nigga, just cause y'all
I'm weak as fuck.
Just cause y'all niggas don't know nobody, bro. Y'all niggas just don't follow the industry, bro. Your niggas be so sick off this shit, bro. Like,
I feel what you saying, but at the same time, if that would have been any other situation, and it wouldn't have been like Kodak in jail type shit, he went to the internet, that's still clout chasing.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't even speaking still directly towards that. I was just saying in general.
I get what you're saying. You're talking about like with shit that it ain't really got nothing to do with, and it's a person that's not really even clout chasing. They just like they're
some shit, bro.
Yeah,
like they say that about anything. Like for example. Shit, I don't even know if your ass even thought to get into this shit, but with the Glasses Malone shit, bro, everybody been fucking going heavy as hell on his ass.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I was literally just talking to somebody about that on Facebook earlier today.
Yeah, like, and you know I had tagged you in that post I had made when it first had came out. But my whole thing with that situation is, if you don't know who Glasses Malone is, then you don't really follow hip-hop as well as you think. Because, bruh, been in the damn industry, and they talking about, bruh, clout chasing and shit. Like, bruh, that nigga's 40 years old, bruh.
Yeah.
He just rapping, bruh. And at the end of the day, even though that song was very attention-grabbing because of the damn title, Glasses Malone is a 40-year-old nigga from L.A., and he's a gang member. I'm pretty sure bro is qualified to speak on some shit that involves some shit in the era that he grew up in. I feel like a lot of these little, like, okay, I fought with Tupac just as much as the next motherfucker. I like Tupac, obviously, bro, a fucking legend with the music shit, bro. But if you wasn't alive when the shit was going on and you not from L.A., you can't really be mad at a nigga who's from the fucking era, who from the fucking area, talking about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, he's certified to do that shit, bro. Like, nigga, shit, I'm from Georgia, and I'm not even fucking over 25, bro. I wasn't even thinking of anything Tupac when Tupac was out, bro. And I'm not even old enough, nigga. these little Tupac fanboys be like 18 trying to defend some shit they wasn't even alive to know what the fuck was going on with.
Niggas being that big, goddamn. Trying to prove the hell out of the point, but by some damn Pop. But
exactly, like, bro. Like, you know, and then another thing, bro. The fans, y'all got to separate the streets from rap, bro. The streets ain't rap. Music ain't the streets. It's two different things.
Yeah, a lot of pretenders.
A lot of pretenders, a lot of contenders.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah. Shit, we see a lot of pretenders now.
Nigga, it's a lot of fucking pretenders. And, you know,
yes, sir.
But shit, I ain't mean to goddamn hijack the damn podcast.
Oh, no, you good, nigga. I mean, we chopping it up. You know what I'm saying?
I just threw in a little left hook, a little random tidbit.
I mean, left hook, right hook, nigga. I mean, that's what we do, nigga. That's what we on the podcast
for. Fresh fish, blue fish, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Rest exactly, in peace, Dr. Seuss. Exactly, man. Rest in peace, Dr. Seuss, man. Shout out, Sincere.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Free my boy.
chill.
He not in jail. Y'all don't know what the hell going on, but that nigga not in jail. That's just an inside joke. Calm down.
Just chopping it up type shit, man.
Calm down, y'all listeners.
But yeah, man, back to the South Side Kodak situation. I mean, it's just Kodak just gotta chill with that shit, bro. He don't give a fuck what going on his mouth. That shit don't make no sense. But it's just like he in jail and he still doing the same shit. Like,
nigga.
And Southside, I don't even know what he went to Instagram for. Like, I understand, but like, come on, bro.
Kodak is not even out of jail, bro. He should have. If he was gonna do the Instagram shit, he should have went at Jack Boy, somebody random from Kodak camp, and been like, "Y'all got to answer for this nigga since he in there." Like, bro, really tag Kodak. Like, Kodak gonna get on the phone and make a fucking IG goddamn story. Nigga don't even realize, bro. Kodak not even the one running the damn page, bro. Somebody else is doing the shit for him.
Niggas gotta get with the times, no cap.
Hell yeah, get with the times podcast every Sunday. Fuck, nigga.
Yes, sir.
And shit, on top of all that Kodak and shit, bro. Kodak, bro, that's one of my fucking favorite artists out the new era, bro. But bruh really needs to get that shit together, bruh. It seemed like every time he on the right path, he say some crazy ass shit or he go to jail. And then it's like, bruh, you in jail trying to beat all these cases. And then you want to goddamn do some ignorant ass shit like that in a freestyle. And it's like, as much as I fuck with Kodak, bruh, and fucking Southside look lame for that damn Instagram shit, you can't tell no girl you're going to kick in the stomach and kill a baby, bro.
Yeah, bro, really tweaking like, with that, bro. Like, really, that right there, boy, you are already finna get canceled, boy. Exactly. Women finna cancel the fuck out of that.
Nigga, you made a Lauren London comment, and then you going to do this? And then on the same tip, you in jail right now in some damn little security prison, yo, or whatever you in, nigga. You can't blame the drugs.
Yeah,
you and that bitch just by yourself acting like a jackass, bro. Like,
nigga, damn, that bitch was a freestyle.
Exactly, free yak. But come on, bro, you really bugging for that.
Yeah. Hey, man. Matter of fact, while we sitting here topping up about some Florida music, man. Did you see the track list for Port of Miami 2, the Rick Ross joint? Of course.
Hell yeah, I definitely saw that. You know, that's one of the most anticipated releases of the whole year, at least me.
Oh yeah, for me for sure, because I've been wanting it. I've been tweeting for months. Man, I need that Ross album, man.
Exactly.
It's just perfect timing, bro. It ain't really this really Ross time, to be real, because if you think about it, Ross, when everybody else be dropping, Ross kind of be laid back. When everybody else slow up on dropping, Ross come up. And it's just like Ross hold it down every time, bro.
Exactly. Bro ain't never dropped nothing bad.
Hell no. It might sound the same, but it's not bad. I swear.
Yeah, I think Glasses Malone said this shit about Ross too. He said Ross got like his own genre of music. It's like, bro make street like trap music, but he make like luxury fantasy raps. Like, that shit crazy. This nigga really got, like, his own genre. Like, this nigga is, like, some super, luxurious, like, nigga.
Bro, be on boss shit, bro. Bro, really, yeah, bro shit is, like, really, he got, like, yeah, that's boss music, really.
Exactly. He make luxurious music, nigga. That shit crazy. And then if you really goddamn think about this shit, the beats really sound like what luxury is supposed to sound like. I don't even know how that makes sense.
Because, like, bro, like, even with, like, his beats, bro, them shits be hitting every time.
Exactly, bro. Just like what I said, bro. Bro, think about the shit. Damn, Aston Martin music, bro. Like, why does that sound like that? Like, that shit just sound luxurious as fuck.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
beat is so crazy. And then he always get them real smooth R&B girls on that. Not like the super pop sounding ones. He always get the Soul Sisters.
Yes, sir. Shout out Jordan Woods. No cap.
I'll talk about the damn singer, bro.
I'm talking about Jordan Woods.
Yeah, I saw in that video. She was looking a little, you know, ripe.
Yes, sir.
Or we clean lifestyle. She was looking a little ripe, like the fruit I like to eat.
But not, who you talking about? You talking about the little R&B chick. I can't remember what name. What's her name?
Chrisetta Michelle.
Yeah.
She be killing a bitch, bro.
That's just like him and her. They, you know who I be seeing that with too? Long Lil Nip. Oh, I just told you. Hey. But him and Nip and
Ambrosia.
Nah, bro. What's Shawty? What's her name? Stacy. I forgot her last name.
Like Stacy Birth or something.
Bro. Yeah, it's something like that.
But remember. Nip was with Marja Ambrosia a lot too.
Yeah, he was. But I like him with Stacy better.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, bro. But yeah, Ross and Chrisetta Michelle, a crazy combo.
Yeah, Ross and Drake too, man.
Drake, man. That shit, really, bro. See, Ross with Chrisetta and then Ross with Drake, those two are the good, like, real good female R&B artists, bro, on God.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, it's taking a lot of shit out of me not to listen to that Ross and Drake track. That goddamn.
You didn't hear that, bro. I didn't know you ain't hear that shit, bro.
Nah, I've been holding out to the album drop, bro.
Bro, that bitch is so fire. To all the listeners who heard that, I know y'all know that nigga Ross ate on that, and then Drake came in that bit with The Usual and shit. That's crazy, man. I ain't know y'all ass ain't hear that shit. I forgot you had said you were saving for the album, but I feel that. But I just happened to listen to it because I needed to hear some Ross, bro. I was in a dark place. I needed some luxury rap.
Damn. Yeah, I listen to Ross all the time. Ross, I either listen to Ross, man, or I listen to, like, Meek. If I ever, like, want some, like, pure motivation, like.
Exactly.
Meek, kind of, his music, man, just make you goddamn get up off your ass, go get it type shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on what Meek tracks, though, because some of them shits just be having me in my feelings thinking about shit in the past.
I'm weak. Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just certain artists, man. Him and goddamn.
Nipsey, Ross, Meek.
Yeah.
Shit, that's really the top three right there. And it's like, what's crazy about that shit, though, is Meek, Ross, and Nipsey, Long Live Nipsey. They get underrated as lyricists because I don't know why, but like they get underrated as lyricists, but really they be top notch. Like this shit crazy. Like Meek, Ross, and Nipsey really be rapping their ass off, bro.
Yeah, and I just think a lot of people just don't like their music because of their sound.
Yeah, I feel like they just real raw with the shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you a buster ass nigga, lame ass nigga, you're not gonna like that shit. But that's not our fault.
I hate when people. Like, after, like, Nipsey died, and they be like, oh, he wasn't even all that. Man, fuck that. I don't know what you're listening to.
Bro, Nipsey was hard the whole time, and niggas want to fucking play around and be like, oh, y'all didn't really like him, blah, blah, blah. Bro, of course Nipsey wasn't fucking mainstream, bro, but if you really like hip-hop, everybody who likes hip-hop for real and actually follow music, Ben knew about Nipsey, bro.
Exactly.
Nigga, even on a mainstream level, bro, niggas heard Nipsey on that Bitches Ain't Shit with fucking YG, bro. Niggas heard Nipsey before, bro. They just want to play. Like every time somebody died, bro, no matter who it is, they fucking act like you couldn't actually have like been a fan of somebody. Like
exactly,
you have
without
to pull
saying
receipts,
some shit.
Bro. You gotta like pull receipts up when a nigga die. If you fucking say rest in peace, you can't even just be a regular nigga paying condolences before somebody come on y'all said, oh, y'all niggas corny, y'all niggas fake, y'all didn't even like Nipsey. Nigga, it's human life, nigga. If somebody dies that didn't deserve this shit or in a fucked up situation, it's human nature to show fucking empathy, even if you didn't listen to the nigga fucking music, bro. Niggas would be lame as fuck, bro. Niggas be corny as hell, miserable in their own life. Niggas mad that a dead nigga getting support. The fuck out of here.
I swear.
Shit lame, bro. But rest in peace, Nipsey, bro.
Yeah, that shit sad, man.
Nigga, music is still riding, and it ain't gonna stop riding either.
Hell no. Nah. I mean,
that Slauson boy, all that shit crazy.
Ocean Views, man. That's one of my favorite songs, man. That hell shit just, yeah. It's like after his death, Ocean Views hit harder.
Exactly. But that is like with a lot of rappers, bro, because it's like when you be listening to like musicians, not even just rappers, just any genre, when they die, you go back and listen to some of their lyrics. And it's like some of their lyrics was so crazy and profound, but it don't sound that way until they had passed, because it, like the lyrics hit harder. Like fucking Nipsey verse on damn Racks in the Middle is so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But my favorite Nipsey is That Bigger Than Life. That's my shit for real, bro. Oh God.
Yeah, that shit right there is that's.
Yeah, that shit, and then like Fly Crippin' and Keys to the City. Them hard as hell to me.
Man, it's crazy, man. Shout out to the Marathon, man.
Hell yeah, I'm mad they took the Marathon, the little album or tape off of fucking Apple Music, though.
Yeah, I seen that, and I was kind of like, damn, I hope they don't start taking Nipsey shit off.
Yeah, that shit lame. All this shit starting to get grayed out and shit, bro. I'm gonna be mad if they take all the Nipsey tapes off.
Shit going to Tidal.
I mean, yeah, I don't have Tidal, bro. Shout out to Jay-Z, but fuck that. I'm not getting fucking Tidal, bro. Like, there's not enough people that I listen to on Tidal for me to goddamn just go straight to Tidal.
Nah. They got good-ass content, though.
I mean, I guess so, but I ain't never been on Tidal, and I don't plan on going. I don't even be on
Tidal. I just be seeing the shit that be posted on YouTube.
Yeah, I see that shit, too, but shit, I follow Apple Music the long way. I don't even be on Spotify. And Spotify, y'all niggas owe us some answers.
Yeah, man. Fuck Spotify, really.
Oh, God. Fuck Spotify. Ever since the podcast down.
Man, shout out to everybody that was listening to us on Spotify and then came to Apple Podcast, man. Shout out to y'all.
Hell yeah. And shout out to the people who don't even have Apple who got this precious podcast taken away from them with no warning because Spotify wanted to be some hoes.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all can't hear this, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, I guess, our Android listeners, man.
Hell yeah. Free all the Android niggas.
Yes, sir. Listening on Google Play or whatever that shit
called. Listening straight on Anchor. Nigga didn't yes, sir. The app.
And they done downloaded the podcast. He listening shit on whatever.
Oh, God. The real so, fans.
Exactly. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all the real deal.
Hell yeah. No, POP, hold it down.
Hold it down. Bro, you know they say she died in jail?
Nah, that was actually false. I saw that shit. Oh. She doing 55 years, though. She got 55
Ooh, years. Oh, shit, boy. They hit that bit with that TK.
Hell, I mean, it's Texas, bro. Texas do not play with
them. Oh, yeah. And TK probably shit herself.
Shit, yeah. She got down, you know. Donna Goodall, free Donna Goodall. She was legally black.
It's out of there. Bro. Hey, man, I don't know. But, you know. If we got some folks in the system right now, listen to it, man, behind the walls, man. Shout out to you and free you, man.
Hell yeah, free you and make sure you don't get caught with that phone.
Hey, matter of fact, while we talking about behind the walls, a very funny thing came up today, man. I woke up this morning, man. I even had a message from you, even though I'd already sent the shit on Instagram. But I had a message from you. And they said that boy R. Kelly done vanished, man.
Yes, sir. We you know. I seen that shit earlier. I was at the gym, and that bit came on the TV. How the fuck R. Kelly ass then goddamn vanished, bro? Robert Kelly is a disgusting human being. That nigga a dirty ass weirdo. And
yeah, bro.
So crazy to me that this nigga can't even fucking read, but he can goddamn finesse people to goddamn make his ass go missing. Bro was in them damn shackles. Just like yo ass said, I was thinking bro might have got kidnapped, but nah, you really hit the nail on the head. Bro probably finessed one of them guards, and they let bro go, and that nigga probably ducked off in Minnetonka Lake somewhere on a
helicopter. I wonder who the fuck snatched his ass up, because bro, somebody in there that was a goddamn super fan, and then it, but that's the thing, like you talking about somebody kidnapped him. Ain't nobody kidnapped him, bro. He had to be the smooth talk some shit. Yeah, he smooth talked the ass.
But think about it, bro. Think about it. He was getting transferred from Chicago to New York. When they be doing shit like that, if you're not like some super crazy violent nigga, it just be like two guards taking you probably. So he really only had to finesse like one or two people. And they didn't say where he went missing at neither.
Hell no.
They just said he went missing somewhere in between. Bro, that nigga R. Kelly wild as hell. It would be, I mean, I know he probably finessed his way out, bro.
But that's how you know he know he finna go to jail, bro.
Hell yeah, because he running instead of taking it face on. But it would be crazy and kind of funny if bro really actually did just get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like what if one of the girls or something that they family like paid off a guard and they took bruh?
Yeah, him and Jesse Smollett goddamn linked up.
Hell yeah.
Came up with a plan.
Jesse Smollett, goddamn. Shout out to Jesse Smollett for all that fucking lying man nigga. But back to the basics. Fuck R. Kelly.
Man, fuck Jesse Smollett, man.
Yeah, all of them niggas from Chicago right now. All them fucking industry niggas is being weird, bruh. Like R. Kelly, Jussie Smollett, not fuck Chicago. Shout out to Chicago.
Yeah, I'll wait for you to clean that one up.
Nah, man, I ain't even meaning to come out like that. You know, when you just get to talking to.
Hey, shout out to that boy Tim, man.
Hell yeah, shout out to the homie Tim, man. That boy Tim really, you know, he that nigga, bro. But nah, you know when you be talking too fast, bro, you just start saying shit.
That man came out, man. Just to let this be killer, man. We fuck with Chicago,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody out there in Chicago, man.
Man, shout out. You know, we fought with Chicago the long way. You know, let me clean up real now. Shout out my nigga Tim. We already said that. You know,
yes, sir.
Shout out my nigga Anang. Shout out to my nigga Mo Money Muhammad. Y'all get niggas fuck with Chicago.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to all my fam out there, man. First off. Hell, shout out to everybody out there, man. No cap.
Hell yeah, I had to clean that up for them Chirac shooters came from my.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to that boy Matt Baby.
Who?
My boy Matt Baby. I went to school with
him. Oh, my fault.
But nah, like, what the fuck? Jesse Smollett. You talking about the weird niggas?
Yeah, I was just talking about Jesse Smollett and goddamn R. Kelly was wilding out of Chicago and shit. I'm gonna throw Chance in there too for that trash ass album, but you know.
Oh yeah, boy.
Chance, get back on the drugs. We don't like sober family, Chance.
No, sir. That goddamn, that tape was weaker than D-Rose knees, boy. That shit sucked.
Bro, that tape was so trash that Nicki Minaj had the best verse.
The baby snapped on that bit. I ain't gonna lie.
I stopped listening to the baby.
Damn.
Every time I see bro name, I don't even click that shit.
Well, I was
to hear about him and the niggas.
I was listening to this shit, but it ain't showed on track list, so I didn't even know he was on that bit till after I heard it.
I hate when niggas do that too.
Huh?
So I hate when niggas do that too, that mysterious track list shit, bro. Why don't y'all show who the features is, bro?
I think it's because people be skipping straight to the features.
Yeah, but fuck that, bro. That's uncrediting the damn feature.
I mean, not really. They still on the song.
I mean,
they still get credit for it,
bro. But it's like not everybody knows every single artist. Like, bro, Chance is slick mainstream. A lot,
man, bro. We live in the world of the internet. They will find that shit out.
No, fuck it. No, I don't care. It's all good. Fuck Chance the Rapper. That nigga shit trash as fuck. I love acid rap. Even Color and Book was kind of okay, and 10 Days was fine. But this little big day, biggest day, or whatever the fuck this was.
That shit was so fucking weak. This man dropped like 20 plus songs, and then Drake came and dropped the playlist with nothing but old music, and niggas just forgot he even dropped last
week. Hell yeah, exactly. Bruh, shit, I damn near was on that Drake all day like it was new. I'm over
here. Yeah, man.
I love Paris. Like that shit, bro.
I got me a good workout in this morning in that Drake playlist. I just wanted to hear it. I mean, of course we already heard it, but
shit,
I wasn't like excited for it, but it dropped, so I was like, shit, it's Drake. So I'm like, shit, I'm listening to that bitch.
I wasn't really excited for it too much neither, but I ain't gonna lie, when I heard that bitch, I started looking for my ex phone number.
Yeah, because when you sent me the shit on Instagram, you was all, bruh. I'm like, nigga,
I wasn't excited like it was new. I was just saying that because a lot of them songs that's by Drake on that little care package shit, you only could get them bitches on YouTube and SoundCloud,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And I get tired of, like, if you want to hear one song, you got to leave the whole Apple Music app, go to something else just to pull up one fucking song. So I was just glad, bro, put it in that format, like when Lil Wayne put No Ceilings back on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on that bitch hard.
Lil Wayne to me, he fucked up the whole No Ceilings name when he dropped No Ceilings 2, because that shit was hard garbage.
Yeah,
hard
Ceilings 2, bro, I can't even hold you, bro. I don't remember not one goddamn track off No Ceilings.
Oh, yeah, me either. That shit, bro, I listened to that shit once, deleted. I didn't even make it all the way through.
He started going crazy with them the droughts again, though.
Oh yeah,
or not?
But guess what?
Dedications, I mean. But my fault. Dedication.
Hey, that's just one bad tape, man. Wayne the GOAT, man. On this podcast right here, man. I know y'all be listening. We be chopping up every week, man. But Wayne is an artist we take no slander from.
Hell yeah, none of that shit. Y'all slander Wayne.
So if you want to go ahead and stop and pause this right now, go ahead. Go get your pops. Go get your uncle. Go get your brother if he over 33.
Go get your
goddamn your little cousin so he can goddamn tune in too. And make sure you go ahead and tell him right now. As I say this, it's 2019, August the 3rd or 4th.
It's August the 3rd, goddamn it.
And I'm telling you right now, Lil Wayne better than your favorite rapper.
Lil Wayne better than your favorite rapper. Lil Wayne is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
And so also, if your pops, cousin, uncle, brother, little brother, sister Tracy tell you, make sure you tell them Lil Wayne to go.
And if they want to dispute that shit, bro, they really some cap, because Lil Wayne had like four different eras for everybody that like certain type of shit. When he first came out, he was rapping like how y'all old niggas want niggas to rap. Then he goddamn came out with the young nigga lyricism. Then the nigga came out with the pop shit for all you niggas who don't even like rap for real. And he was doing rock shit. And then this nigga just came back with the Carter 5 going stupid again, bro. Like, what the fuck do y'all want from this nigga? Bourbon in the game for 20 fucking 30, damn near 30 fucking, I don't even know, bro. That nigga been out.
Yeah, I see. You snapping. But
that nigga been out almost goddamn. I had to cough during that rant and almost fucking choked to death, bro. That's how much we not taking the fucking slander. I almost died for this shit.
Damn.
Nigga goddamn was trying to drink something and about died.
Yeah. But I'm saying, though, like, speaking of dying, I want to get into what, nigga?
Nigga just casually said this shit. Speaking of dying, we're going to get right into this.
Yeah, speaking of dying, man, I just want to get into the topic, man. It ain't really got shit to do with dying, but it got something to do with a little salt. I want to talk about that little black kid from Detroit, man, that got charged with assault playing a dodgeball game, bro.
Well, all I can say, these new niggas soft as hell.
Oh, and, yeah, for and you sure.
And y'all white people gonna get enough of fucking calling the police for trivial ass situations, bro.
Bro, I wonder what that little kid was like when he got hit with that dodgeball.
Honestly, bro, I feel like he didn't even really look too crazy. I ain't see the nigga, but I'm just saying from what I think, he probably went home, cried to his goddamn mama, Miss Jessica, and then Miss Jessica, stupid ass, got on the phone, and she found out from the school that bro was black. Next thing you know, they calling the police, trying to press charges, and I hope this case gets thrown out, because if they charge this little boy, Detroit going up in flames.
Oh, yeah, you know how.
Niggas cap as hell for that.
I mean, shit. You know how that I just find it funny, but that actually, you know, goddamn, he actually getting charged, bro. That's
they shouldn't even did that, bro. Bro, if that was the case, bro, nigga, when we was coming up, bro, before, like, niggas actually cared about shit, bro. Like, see, that's the thing, bro. A lot of shit seems, like, really outrageous and soft and far-fetched because a lot of this shit that was happening when we was young, bro, shouldn't have actually been happening. But niggas just didn't give a fuck. But, like, now it's just, like, when niggas step up for shit, this shit just be crazy as hell. And they be making everything look soft as hell. Like, bro, if niggas was really getting charged for assault from dodgeball, nigga, we was playing dodgeball rough as fuck. Nigga, we was hitting niggas in the nuts and shit, bro. Like, we was waiting till bitches was turning around and shit. We were hitting bitches in the back of the head with the shit, bro. Like, nigga, come on, bro. Like, y'all nigga really charging a nigga over goddamn little dodgeball and shit, bro. Like, come on. Nigga, we was in a gym class fucking throwing basketballs at niggas, bro.
Nigga, we used to goddamn run around on our damn flat cart shit, some little wheel janks and roll our own fingers over them motherfuckers.
Oh, hell no. Nah. But, nigga, it was just a lot of more shit that was going on, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like gym class back in the day was wild as fuck, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, the locker room.
Hey, man. Hey, all them little mustache, goddamn little white boys that still be using Axe at the local gym, man. Y'all gotta stop that shit. Y'all motherfuckers be smelling like hot ass and want to fucking bathe in Axe soap and spraying that body spray. Man, if you don't upgrade to some damn cologne or some damn soap and water, your motherfucking ass stank. That shit stank.
To all my niggas listening to the podcast, aka the wholesome black gentleman.
Yes, sir. Shout out to him.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. One day I was broke as hell, and the only deodorant I had left in the house was some, like, Old Spice. I don't even know where the fuck it came from, but it was new. Nigga, that shit, if you a nigga, bro, that shit burn your fucking skin off, bro. No cap, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm allergic to that shit, bro.
That shit been happening to a lot of niggas I know, like, specifically black dudes. Like, I ain't never heard no white boy having no problem with no Old Spice. But, like, a lot of niggas been telling me, and my brother told me this shit. This shit goddamn be, this shit happened to me because I used this shit. And that bit burned my goddamn underarms, bruh.
And I feel like that deodorant don't work.
No, like, it really didn't. But at the same time, bro, I was so confused, bro. My shit was burning, bruh. Like, this shit was eroding my fucking skin, bruh. So, yeah, I say that to say because we just randomly got on deodorant tip. Fuck Old Spice. Y'all niggas need to stop.
All right.
And stop using Terry Crews and whoever the other swole black nigga is to promote this shit. If y'all know this shit burn black people's skin.
First and foremost, y'all got Terry Crews. Y'all need to go ahead and revamp. Because that pussy ass nigga. I don't even want to talk about that nigga no more.
No comment.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. That nigga is weird.
But shout out Terry Crews. No comment.
Man, fuck Terry Crews.
Hey, man. I fought with Julius, bro. He taught me how to save a dollar.
You right. I take that back, man. I was just watching Everybody Hates Chris, man. Shout out. Man, yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I've been meal prepping and shit. So, like, last week I was cooking, man, and I came up on the end of a goddamn bag of rice. So, I'm goddamn, I had at least, like, 15 grains of goddamn rice. So, I said, man, that's 75 cents worth of rice. So, shout out Julius, man. Shout out Terry Crews, man. I'm sorry, man. I apologize for that one.
Yeah, double back.
Yeah, man, but shit, I mean, I don't even remember what the fuck we was talking about, to be real.
We were talking about the dodgeball shit, and then you said fuck the musty ass white boys in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, true. But yeah, dodgeball, man. Oh, man, if that's the case, I should have been locked up, because I know I fucked some. Man, bro, I play all the time, dog. And I was the quarterback, and I flung the fridge, but that bitch hit a nigga right in his teeth.
Bro, I know that bitch hurt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm surprised it ain't knocked no teeth out.
Bro, I used to be a beast at that damn ultimate frisbee. Real deal animal.
That and goddamn all types of other shit, man, but
hell yeah, if you was like really athletic and shit, gym used to be that fucking move, bro, because you was really going to beast at all the events. But I feel like as I got older, I started really taking that shit serious because in middle school, I was definitely one of them Olympic-ass niggas. I used to try hard as fuck.
Yeah, you know how that shit be.
But... hell yeah. That shit fly to you about 10th grade and then you stop giving a fuck.
Pretty much.
9th grade, about the last year you could really be on your Olympic athlete shit in gym class.
Yeah, that is true. But,
except for hooping.
Yeah. Hooping, bro. That shit, you in the NBA once you start hooping in gym class.
On God, bro. Especially, nigga. Especially you can dunk in school and shit, too, bro. Nigga, it was some... hell, no, I just used to be funny as hell in gym class when it be sorry as people that you'll cook them niggas and look like a damn superstar.
That is true.
And, you know, while we on this, man, shout out to them bitches we went to school with, bro, who used to come to gym class and not dress out and really be failing gym class just because they didn't want to fucking put no damn gym shorts on, bro.
Like, oh, yeah.
How stupid can y'all be?
Them was the same females that went to lunch and only bought fries.
Exactly. How you only buy fries? And why the fuck is you walking around at 6:45 in the morning eating hot Cheetos and a honey bun for breakfast? Bitch, if you don't go get you some nutritious ass fruit or something and a water.
That bitch ate all them hot Cheetos growing up before goddamn 8:30 a.m. Not a big
is ass. That, bro? Not a
reflex.
You know, and no disrespect, but, like, that shit was crazy, bro. Like, bro, y'all deadass was willing to fail a whole gym class just because you didn't want to change out of your fucking clothes. Like, you didn't even have to participate. All you had to do was put some shorts on. That shit is really wild. Y'all was willing to walk around with them black-ass jackets with the fur and eat hot Cheetos and fucking spicy pickles and goddamn how your breath smelling like goddamn sweet for fucking 8:30 a.m.
But the listeners gonna think you went to a gutter at middle school.
Why you say that?
Cause nigga, you describe like the ratchetest bitch, like
bro, like you can't tell me those was at everywhere though, bro.
I mean, yeah, there was, but it's just like, nigga, you talking about hot Cheetos with the pickle breath, like.
I mean, yeah. Shit, that wasn't a gust of favor.
I mean, it was, but yeah, you got to understand, you like, from the listener's point of view, they got damn, they trying to paint the picture type shit with them listening. So they going to picture some ghetto ass shit. You talking about the bitch was up in the morning time eating hot Cheetos and goddamn with pickle breath.
I mean... they was. I can't tell a lie.
Yeah, you're right. But the listeners might think we on some Mr. Clark old goddamn Eastside High type shit.
Hell yeah. But shit, it wasn't. But damn, bro. Them bitches were wild. Man.
Hell yeah. But.
Damn.
Off all that shit, man. Hey, man. I think I got into this debate on Facebook, man. It was about Lance Stevenson. They saying they shocked that he's going to play overseas and not in the NBA.
They said what?
They're shocked that Lance Stevenson is not in the NBA.
I mean, he's actually like a solid little nigga who play in the NBA. But I mean, I could definitely see why he would go overseas. He's past his superstar style type window. So, bro, probably want to go over there and be a star.
He has been the past that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, obviously he would want to go play somewhere where he could be the dominant player because if he stay in the NBA, he only would be a role player, bro. His window to be a superstar player was when he first fucked up and left the Pacers, and he was actually coming into being a star, and then he stunk it up for them 2 years in Charlotte or wherever the fuck he went.
I think he got injured that first year.
Yeah, I think he might have got injured, but that's, you know, that shit happens. But obviously, bro, once your stardom pass, you don't want to, he might not want to be a role player. He might want to be the Stephon Marbury and go to Europe and fucking average 40 points a game. I don't know, bro. Come on with
it. Yeah, I ain't surprised. That nigga ain't nobody I'm over here going to spend money on.
I mean, I could, you know, if this was like when he was on the Pacers and when he first left to go sign and then he went to fucking Europe, I could see being shocked then. But damn, what the
hell? Nah.
Bro, my they damn, talk on. Bro, I just got scared of fuck. I ain't gonna hold you.
Not nah, I'm talking about like they talking about this nigga needed to be in the NBA now. No, sir.
Nah, they capping, bro. Let that man last. Once he blew in LeBron ear, he was over with for me. But
bro, that man highest average is 14 points. And that was bro, 6 years ago, bro.
I ain't gonna hold you. I damn that y'all has almost had to finish this damn podcast by yourself.
Why?
Nigga, I'm over here goddamn listening to y'all talk with this Lance Stevenson shit. My dumb ass start hearing voices and shit. I'm over this bitch geeking like, who the fuck in my crib, bruh? And then I realized for some reason while I was fucking talking, the damn iPad Siri turned on and that bitch started chopping it up.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
That shit was in the background. I'm thinking somebody in my shit because I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm weak. But
shit, fuck Lance Stevenson. That nigga sorry as hell now. Shout out.
Yeah, man. I would definitely spend my money on Melo before I spend it on Lance Stevenson. And
speaking of fucking Melo, why the fuck is the league blackballing, bruh? And my fucking first take on that shit, bruh, is in my Shannon Sharp voice, but I ain't gonna do it. Man, when the Rockets got rid of, bruh, what was it, like 10 games, 12 games?
I want to say it was like 14.
I think that shit was whack. I feel like they used him as a scapegoat to place blame when really he was actually doing pretty good off the damn bench and got them playing a role. So I really understand where that came from. And now, bro, like the media is pushing like this narrative of Melo not wanting to like fall in line and goddamn be a team player and shit. But really, Melo can out hoop majority of these bench players, bro. Let's be serious, bro. Let's be serious. He's obviously not the same Melo who gonna drop 60 in Madison Square Garden, but he's fucking definitely way better than these role playing niggas. Like that shit lame. Put Melo in the game, bro.
Yeah, Melo, man. I don't know why they blackballing like that, but I know his I know that nigga Chris Brinkley, his trainer. Nigga, he got on, I forgot what ESPN show it was. That nigga was talking about Melo want a farewell. Melo sat down with Steve Smith and said he not want no farewell tour. That shit
hell yeah. That nigga Chris Brinkley was on damn Breakfast Club too. I think he mentioned some shit like that on there.
He might be for real. Melo just don't want to admit that shit.
Nah, fuck that. You know, bro, that media shit really gets shit twisted up quick. Nigga, because
He'll need that. I understood what he's trying to say, but I want to say he don't need that shit, but I don't think he deserves no farewell tour.
I mean, not anymore, but like, if he really one of the best scoring players. He's one of the best offensive players in NBA history, bro.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about none of that. And if you want to go on a farewell tour, you should get your ring.
Yeah, I guess so, but
because I mean,
farewell has anything to do with that shit to begin with. Like with Reigns, I feel like the farewell shit is if you a fucking Hall of Fame caliber nigga and niggas respect you enough to do that shit. I feel like even a nigga who per se didn't win a ring, like I guarantee you, in 10 years or whatever it is, if Damian Lillard don't have a ring, they'll let that nigga do a farewell tour.
When you say farewell, that's an ultimate level of kind of the Melo ain't did. He was a good scorer, yeah.
Well, they only started doing farewell tours with fucking Kobe, but I feel like let's say for example,
other players did farewell type.
If Allen Iverson did a farewell tour, nobody was finna say shit. Niggas respect, bro, regardless with or without the rings.
Yeah, but Melo he just was a good scorer. Iverson kind of changed the game.
I don't know, bro. I feel like this shit, I don't know. I disagree, bro, because I feel like niggas be forgetting the level that Melo was really playing at, bro.
Melo was, yeah, he was doing his thing, but
really just playing hard, bro. And he wasn't just like no super offensive nigga. Like when he was on the fucking Nuggets, braid Melo, cornrow Melo, bro. That nigga was fire as hell, bro.
Melo ain't did shit since 2014.
Yeah, but he's getting a little older, bro. Like, come on,
really 13.
I mean, shit, that don't matter, bro. He still did the other shit. See, that's the problem. Nah. That's the problem with niggas nowadays, bro. Y'all niggas got damn short ass attention spans. Niggas get goddamn old and have four, five bad seasons when they old, and y'all niggas just throw away 12 years of consistency.
I'm not throwing that away, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't deserve a farewell tour to me. He was a good scorer. He was on some good teams, but.
Well, I'm just talking about
he ain't really done nothing for that.
I think the farewell shit is dumb as hell anyway, bro. I don't even.
I feel like that needs to be on for a certain like level of player, like LeBron James, like D Wade.
I don't know. I feel like the farewell tour, you don't get to decide that shit. Is what the fans want and the players want. It's not. I feel like if players respect you enough to trade jerseys with you, bro, like they gonna do that shit, bro. Like, I don't really see that shit going on. Like, I don't really care about the farewell tour. That shit dumb as fuck anyway.
Nah, I mean, either way, though, if a motherfucker like that type of player say they're going to, you know, this say last season, it's going to happen regardless. Especially, you know, depending on who you like. Melo, if he was in the game, it was going to happen. But he ain't been doing shit.
Yeah, but it's just also like, he came out and said that he didn't say that he wanted a farewell. That nigga said it for him. That's another thing, bro. Niggas need to stop speaking for other people.
No, that's what we talking about. I'm saying that, like, that's what I said before we started. I was like, Melo said he didn't win it, but what if he really, you know what I'm saying, didn't want that to really even be out there?
Because I don't think he said that shit, bro. Melo pretty outspoken, bro. I feel like would have said that. So,
nigga, man, please. I know that nigga. I know that nigga want one.
I mean, bro, any fucking player who was a fucking solid ass player for years probably wants that shit. That's dumb to say.
Yeah, not all I'm getting.
Everybody. Yeah, I know, but nigga, no, but I don't think niggas is really fucking asking for that shit. But the only nigga who really fucking went out and asked for a fucking farewell tour and got embarrassed was fucking Paul Pierce, bro. I don't think niggas is really
And he deserved one more than Melo.
Yeah, but I don't think niggas is really going out there and searching for that, bro. I only like three niggas have tried to do that shit, bro.
I only remember Paul Pierce asking for one.
Nigga, Paul Pierce was at every game trying to do that shit. I'm and weak. Niggas was not going for that shit. And niggas was booing, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, bro, Paul Pierce looked like a goddamn bozo trying to do that shit because he didn't let that shit happen organically, bro. Tried to force it. And that's another thing, too, bro. It's just like, Paul Pierce ruined his legacy by himself. Nigga was really a legendary-ass player, and niggas all fucked with the truth. And then the nigga became a fucking analyst, and in his last year of fucking playing, bro, made himself look like a goddamn bozo.
Yeah, he ruined his own shit.
And niggas ain't want to fuck with bro no more. But in reality, bro, only like three niggas have tried to do farewell tours. Dwayne Wade did it, got it. Fucking Kobe did it and got it. And then Paul Pierce tried to do that shit. I don't even think that's like really, really a thing. Like that shit new. Like I don't even know where that shit came from, to be honest.
If I'm not being mistaken, I believe Jordan and Magic Johnson did one.
I don't know. I just don't remember it being this publicized, bro. Like, I don't remember seeing nothing on that shit, bro. Like I don't remember niggas trading jerseys.
I mean, Wade was the only nigga that did that, though.
Oh, I thought that was like the thing with the farewell
tour. Oh, no, Wade just did that. The farewell tour was more so like the last season, and then like they give him a standing ovation type shit. Like,
I thought the farewell tour was goddamn trading the jerseys with whoever your favorite.
Oh, nah, the only nigga that did that was D Wade.
That really changes my whole spew. I mean, my whole view on this goddamn farewell shit. I really thought that the shit was the trading jersey shit, bro.
Nah, that was just D-Wade.
Nigga, I didn't even, like, pay attention to Kobe shit, bro, because I don't fuck with the Lakers like that.
Nah, that was...
But
that
I was really... Just... I'm weak as hell. This whole time, I thought that was what it was supposed to be, bro.
Nah, it's more so like, I think D-Wade, he just put a twist on his, like, with the jersey swap shit.
That's why I was arguing for damn Melo to get this shit. I'm like, damn, bro, bro, at least could trade jerseys with the young.
Nah. But it's more so like, it's kind of hard to put it in words.
I get what you're saying now, because that makes sense, because when Paul Pierce was trying to do that shit, he was damn near begging for the crowd to, like, do it. But exactly. It was like he was asking them niggas, like, hey, bro, y'all niggas throw me a little shout-out. Like, bro. But, nah, that's why I was confused, because I'm like, damn, Melo could go trade jerseys with the young niggas. They fuck with Melo.
Nah, it wasn't – it's not that. It's more so, like, it's damn near like – I want to say it's damn near.
No, bro, it's like a – It's like an unspoken shit, like when you go to play the games, everybody, even the opposite fans, that's your last game. So when you leave in the stadium, everybody like cheer and go crazy.
Yeah, like if we're gonna be real, I mean, CP3 not gonna get one.
CP3,
he not gonna get
one. That nigga got a lot of issue, bro. I don't like CP3 no more, bro. I used to think bro was a real ass nigga, but I really, over the past few years, I really found out bro was a bitch.
Well, damn.
Like, there's a lot of stories that then came up. And bro ruining his own chances for a ring.
I ain't gonna say that.
Fuck that. Fuck CP3. Paul. I like Cliff Paul better than CP3.
Nah, fuck that, man. I can't say that because... The Rockets, man, fuck the Rockets, though, because I understand why they traded for him, and, you know, they was going to probably trade CP3 anyway, but they sat there and told that nigga he was not getting traded and traded his ass. They lame as
hell. Hell yeah. Well, now he on OKC, and he ain't even going to make it out the first round and even make it to the playoffs. So
he might not make it to the playoffs.
Exactly. That nigga going to be a fresh ninth seed.
That nigga will be like 10th or 11th.
Hell yeah, even the Kings gonna be higher than they are. But you know,
I got the Kings in the playoffs this year. Fuck what you're talking
about. I got the Kings 7th seed.
I got them 8th seed.
I got them 7th. I'm gonna give them a little bit more credit.
Who the fuck you got 8th?
Name some teams from the West again. I'm drawing a blank right now.
This nigga here gonna put them at the 7th seed and has
nobody. Nah, bro, won. I'm just saying, I feel like they gonna be a 7th, bro. Like, okay.
I got them 8th.
Number one, going to be that Lake show. Number two, going to be them Clippers. I say number three, going to be the Trailblazers as usual. Number four.
Chill,
nigga. It's my goddamn fucking playoff seed, nigga. You get
fuck your list, nigga.
Calm down, nigga. It's your shit, nigga. Hold on. Nigga, so number one, going to be the Lakers. Number two, going to be the Clippers. Number three, going to be the Nuggets. Number four, going to be the fucking Trailblazers. And then let's see.
Hold on. Number three gonna be who?
The Nuggets, bro.
Oh, you just had Trailblazers.
I know, but I forgot about the Nuggets until I thought about it. So the Nuggets gonna be number three, and then the Trailblazers gonna be number four. Number five. Damn, bro, who the fuck else is in the damn West?
Man.
Like, I can't even think of nobody past them niggas, to be real. Who the fuck?
Man.
Oh, list. The Warriors. I forgot about them boys. Them niggas gonna be sorry as hell.
Bro, fuck that. Nah, my list, bro. I got one. You know I got LAL on that bitch. Two, Clippers. Three, I'm going with the Mavericks. Four, the Mavericks. Four, I got Nuggets. Five, I got Trailblazers. Six, I got Warriors. Seven, I got Rockets. And eighth,
that's who I was forgetting, bro.
Eighth, I got Kings.
Man, I'm telling
but
you.
But that's Kings. I feel like eighth gonna be a toss up with the Kings and the Spurs.
I don't know, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Them Kings finna goddamn hit a lick with a loaded gun on the number 7 seed, bro.
Nah. I got them 8 for they not making it again. They still young as hell.
I'm weak as hell. Hell no. The Kings getting that 7th, bro. You heard it here first. Get with the Times podcast. It's your boy, Draco.
Yes, sir. Shit, man. I guess we can go ahead and get in our favorite segment of the week, the Instagram model of the week, man. Damn. We want to get.
You right. Bro, you know it's so fucking crazy, bro. I thought you were finna fucking say cap of the week. And I had a nigga earlier for cap of the week, but I fucking lost it. And I can't remember who I was finna give cap of the week no more. I'm mad as fuck.
Oh, damn.
But IG model of the week, oh my goddamn. Let's see who we got here this week. Yeah, Shawty.
I'm gonna go ahead and give mine to Yasmin Lopez. I'm pretty sure I've given to her before, but yeah. We got a repeat offender.
Hell yeah. I'm over here trying to see who on the Instagram looking a little tasty. Oh no. Thirst, all thirst here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no hiding. But
my boy, you over there giving off them pedophile vibes.
Shut the fuck up. Don't ever accuse me of no shit like that.
Nigga, yeah. Nigga said tasty.
Nigga, I said
creep vibe.
That ain't no
creep. Yeah, yeah.
Nigga,
that's creep vibes.
I was joking, my boy. Goddamn.
Creep vibes.
Who the fuck is on Instagram looking good this week, bro? I ain't really been paying attention too much, bro. Like, why didn't I think of this shit? Man, who give me 2 more seconds? I'm trying my best, listeners. I ain't really been thirsting on IG this week, so it's a little different for me. I don't know who this is, but she looked kind of bad. So yeah, I'm gonna give my IG model of the week to goddamn the Sandra Donna.
That bitch sound like an old ass substitute teacher.
Shit, if I had a substitute teacher look like her, I probably would have passed.
Man, shit.
No, I'm lying. I passed on my classes. I'm smart as hell. Fuck y'all listeners if y'all really believe me.
Pretty much. You know how they get down, man. Shit, man. You know. I ain't really got nobody for cap of the week this week, bro.
I'm weak as hell that I forgot who I was finna give it to. Because you was finna be weak as hell because you probably wasn't expecting shit. That's why I'm mad. I can't.
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to get cap of the week to Southside, man. Why you cat like that? Like, you can do something to Kodak in that jail, man. Stop playing.
Hell, this is the Southside.
Just throw something out there. Fuck it. I mean,
well, shit, I can't even remember my shit now. So I'm going to give y'all my cap of the week goes out to all y'all niggas telling y'all niggas that they trying to selling y'all a zip. And then when y'all got to the crib, it was 20 grams. That's who my cap of the week go to.
Damn, that's that hurt.
And, you know, also, I don't know. I just scrolled past this shit on IG. But do you think Vince Carter deserves the farewell tour?
I don't even think. Well, I mean, obviously he's not going to do one because he ain't even going to say it's his last season. Because I really feel like.
No, he did say this was his last season, bro.
When?
I'm pretty sure bro said that.
He said he was playing one more. He said that every year.
Nah, but they actually like saying, bruh, it's his final season. Like, I think, bruh, verify a little bit more because.
Nah, the only reason he
came back, bruh, is because this year, if he plays the full year, he breaks the record for longest playing career.
Nah, they trying to force his ass out. He never said that. I know that for a fact.
I mean, bruh, if he said 1 year, this is his last year.
Nigga, he's been saying he gonna play another year like the last 3-4 years.
Okay, but maybe he meant the shit. Fuck it, I don't even give a fuck, bro. I was just asking.
He was just saying he gonna play another year, like he's saying he's not retiring.
He's not saying
like one more year. The nigga signs like 1 year deals every year. He damn near retired after any year.
I don't know, bro. I don't feel like this is a Dirk Nowitzki situation.
Nah, he never said that shit.
Oh, Vince Carter announced earlier in this offseason that he plans to retire after the 2019 to 2020 season.
Who put that out? Because I damn sure
bro, I'm on CBS Sports reading this shit right now.
Nigga, fuck CBS Sports. They cover college, not NBA.
Bro, he said that shit, bro.
Nah, nigga, I need some video.
Shut the fuck up.
But nah, he don't. But he don't deserve.
Shout out to the Hawks for telling that nigga they reserved a spot for that nigga if he decided to choose.
Choosing for what?
Like, he's a free agent, bro. The Hawks literally said that they reserved a spot, and if bro want to come back to the Hawks, he could do his last year with the Hawks.
Oh.
They literally said that. And then they.
So now, he don't deserve no farewell tour, but I'm pretty sure he'll get one.
I mean, he a real solid nigga, bro, and he ain't never had no annex.
Yeah, I mean, so, he don't deserve one.
And you know.
But I'm pretty sure he'll get one just off the fact that he is Vince Carter.
Hell yeah. And they talking about he going to be the top TV free agent after his final season.
What does that mean? Like commentating?
Yeah. All the people is planning to offer that nigga a contract for the fucking little analyst shit, bro.
He'll probably be a good ass analyst.
Yeah, they got little clips of him doing that shit before, like, so I know that nigga.
He sure was when he was injured and shit. I remember that. I'm weak.
Nigga was on some boxing shit, like.
I'm weak.
Nigga was doing goddamn another job. He said, fuck that. Shit, I'm just, that nigga damn averaged 8 points last year, bro. Still kicking it.
That nigga's out there for the love of the game.
Exactly, bro. That nigga old as hell.
Still dunking that bit, too.
Exactly. And not no little baby-ass rim grazers. Bruh is still elevating. I wish Derrick Rose had Vince Carter knees.
Chill the fuck out. I bet Vince Carter wish he had the MVP, too.
Yeah, but Vince Carter had a better career than Derrick Rose.
Their careers were over, my boy.
All right, now.
Stop sleeping on my boy.
I'm not sleeping. I'm a fucking Derrick Rose fan, bro.
Like, he ain't had a best comeback season since Tiger.
Who?
Tiger.
Tiger? He told the nigga who get his cars repoed every week? The nigga who got his baby mama stole by fucking Travis Scott?
I'm talking about that nigga who bought a new goddamn tape line and grew a goddamn lace front.
Nigga out here goddamn.
And they got to hold that wig on. And that bitch grown naturally. That shit is not his hair.
I'm weak as fuck, bro, because I saw some shit on Facebook, bro. These niggas said that nigga Tiger with his hair straight and with that shit you talking about looked like if Donkey off of Shrek would have asked to be a real person.
I'm weak. Now, that nigga like a tall ass, what the nigga was, Gingerbread Man? Not the Gingerbread Man, the little.
Oh, you talking about Lord Farquaad?
Yeah, he looked like a tall version of that nigga.
Bro, you looking wild as fuck with that perm ass shit.
I'm weak as fuck.
Nigga, Tiger got them by the new hairline, and bro want every long hairstyle.
Bro, that the Geese Snoop.
Bro. That nigga really thought nigga wasn't gonna peep that shit, bro. Like, we don't remember that nigga used to wear them Last King snapbacks to cover up his fucking hairline. It was in the middle of his fucking head.
Hell, them Last King snapbacks fucked the tape line up.
Hell,
them bitches snatched them up. Them bitches Last King. That was the last tape.
When his hairline was fucked up like that, that nigga looked more like his Vietnamese side, bro. The hairline to come back so he wouldn't look too Asian.
That nigga's in that bit looking like Tiger Woods.
Bro, ain't that the, bro, that's the reason his name is Tiger. You know that shit, right?
I'm weak.
He said when he was a little kid that his family goddamn said he looked like Tiger Woods. So, and that's how he was pronouncing that shit. So he called himself Tiger.
Hell no.
He really said that shit, bro. That shit funny as fuck.
He didn't goddamn gone. But shit, man, I guess while we're on the music tip, man, we can go ahead and get a local artist spotlight out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nah, we're going to drop. I'm going to drop the local from that. I don't like how that shit sound. But we're going to do the artist spotlight of the week, man. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Local because we got them based out of them.
Yeah, but it's local to us, and we got listens all around. So, and they got, you know what I'm saying, listens all around with who, you know, the people who follow them. So, they ain't really local. It's only local when, you know what I'm saying, you put the word on it.
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying, bro.
But yeah, anyway, like I was saying, bro, goddamn, go ahead and get this artist spotlight of the week out the way, man. Since we're on the music tip, man, we're going to go ahead and get that shit this week. We're going to get this to the Native Sounds, man. Shout out to them boys, man. Go get that, go cop that Sports out right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The niggas been dropping down there a lot of shit, man. We got down. We've been seeing the work put in. Their videos be goddamn hitting every time. This shit be hard.
Yeah, yeah.
That Sports video, man.
That shit is kind of fire.
Yeah, the video hard, man. Shout out to whoever made that video. I forgot dude name. But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man. Make sure y'all go check out Native Sounds, man. For sure.
Hell
but,
yeah.
Shit, man. Really? I ain't really got shit else, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up about. I don't really know if you do.
Nah, bro. I mean, you know, we had a good little fucking episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hold on. We tripping. We forgot to get it off your chest segment, my boy.
Well, you go, because I don't really know if I got anything to get off my chest.
All right, I got it right.
Actually, yeah. I do, but go ahead, first.
I'm going to go ahead and get this off my chest, man. This one right here, I'm coming for you ladies who feel like y'all entitled for a nigga to spend y'all money on them.
Damn it, bro. That was my get off my chest.
I'm getting tired of seeing screenshotted messages all on my Twitter, Facebook. And y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all bashing these niggas because they want to chill with y'all for free. First and foremost, baby, if you want to sell pussy, you should just sell pussy because you ain't selling time. And I ain't buying time from your ass. Straight the fuck up.
Man, that was actually finna be my get off the chest shit too. So I'm going to just piggyback off you. Man. All right, so let me tell y'all bitches something. Let me sit up straight to this shit. Fuck this. So I'm going to give y'all a little rundown. All right, y'all bitches listening? And you know, I'm calling y'all bitches because women wasn't going to do this. but really, y'all bitches really bugging, bro. A nigga does not have to pay no bill. A nigga does not have to buy you no shit to get to fucking know you. Obviously, you know, if a nigga want to goddamn provide, that's his prerogative. But bruh shouldn't have to fucking provide to get to know you, bitch. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing, bruh? Just like goddamn Drish said, if you wanted to fucking sell your pussy, then you should have came out and said you was a fucking goddamn escort. Because as far as I'm concerned, if I want to fucking get to know you, then I should be able to just goddamn take your ass on a regular ass romantic date and, you know, goddamn find out about you. I'm not finna goddamn send no damn checking information to Georgia Power just to take your goof ass to the goddamn mall. And I saw some shit earlier where Shardy goddamn, she dubbed the nigga because he was trying to offer her to go to the mall. He was talking about some, is you free today, Miss Lady type shit. You know, I'm going to the mall. Whoopie, whoop. Shit, this nigga threw me off, but nah, he was talking about, you know, you want to go to the mall, I'm free. I was trying to see if you were free. I got to buy some little shit before I travel. Shardy got down laughing, bro, face, talking about, oh, I don't just go to the mall for free. I'm not about to just give my time up if you was going to buy some. Well, you know, I'm going to say,
you emphasize like fuck.
You said what?
I said you emphasize like fuck. You put all types of shit in that bit that was not said.
That's pretty. I don't remember this shit exactly, bro. I only seen it once. I was just summarizing, generalizing. But yeah, nah, back to what the fuck I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by my host.
Fuck that shit.
This bitch said all that shit. Bitch, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret. That nigga was offering you to come to the mall with him while he was doing that shopping. And he was probably going to buy you some shit, bitch.
Exactly.
You ruined it by saying that shit at the end. You really blocked your blessing trying mm-hmm. to do all that hot girl shit. Not mm-hmm. everybody's a hot girl. You goddamn dropped the... You fumbled the bag. Nigga, Quavo is disappointed in you, bitch.
Shit don't make no sense.
I get the bag and fucking triple it. I get the bag and fumble it, whatever the fuck that nigga said.
Yeah, my nigga, yeah. Go ahead and replay that song. Get them lyrics down right.
Yeah, because I really don't know what the fuck he said. You know, I stopped listening to Quavo when I realized that nigga was the worst nigga. But yeah, that was the get it off your chest segment. We both had the same shit.
That nigga Quavo, the Beyonce of the group.
Nigga, the Beyonce of the group with no lyricism. But that's another story.
That nigga is just like Beyonce, all hype.
Oh, no. Beyonce, don't come for me. I don't know nothing going on right now.
Yeah. I'm just keeping it hard.
I'm just being honest.
Exactly. On my future shit.
Man, I ain't really going to say too much about Beyonce because, you know, the Beehive be lurking. But one thing I will say, bro, is she really stunk that Lion King up. She really stunk that up. I watched a few scenes.
Disney, I want my money back.
I didn't pay for shit.
I want my money back, Disney.
Soon as I saw Beyonce was Nala or whatever in
Lion somebody tell Walt to call me. Somebody tell him to call me.
Yeah, somebody dig that nigga up because he needs to stop this shit.
But shit, man, that's it, man. It's episode 14, man. It's the Give It the Time podcast. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, Hawks and four.
Oh fuck, no, I'm not eating my podcast off like that, nigga. Lakers in three.
Man, you might be right.